If you go and look at the InBev site, you're going to see a huge hole in the ground, much like the hole that's been there since ground was broken almost a year ago. But the Department of Homeland Security, which will operate the lab, actually just got title to the land in December. The city of Manhattan officially deeded over the 47-acre site, a move supporters hope will breathe new life into the beleaguered lab. Congress has frozen funding at $90 million amidst questions of security and necessity. Is the fiscal cliff and pressing budget debate distracting Congress from what may seem like a low-priority item? No, says Vice President for Research at Kansas State University, Ron Truen.
It's fairly clear there is a commitment by DHS to move forward.
Truen is referring to comments by DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano to Kansas Senator Jerry Moran in a Senate hearing in September. During those hearings, Secretary Napolitano told the senator that an NBAF-like lab was, in her words, critical to protect the U.S. from emerging and easily transferable pathogens. In answer to Moran's questions, Secretary Napolitano said DHS would partner with Kansas to get the Level 4 lab built in Manhattan. The secretary's statement came just a couple months after scientists with the National Research Council issued a report that raised significant questions about the lab. While the NRC report affirmed the necessity for a top security lab to protect the nation's food supply, it questioned the scale of the proposal. The scientists found that the proposed $1.1 billion lab might not need to be so huge and that it could well work in tandem with existing labs around the country. K-State's Dr. Truen says that is not going to happen.
Since that came out, where they had argued that perhaps a smaller facility would work, it's been pretty well confirmed that it would be higher cost trying to redesign than going forward with what's already designed.
But the controversy over the lab just seems to escalate. Opponents, ranchers, scientists, and residents of Manhattan continue their efforts to stop it. Gary Conrad is both a resident of Manhattan and a biologist at K-State. Speaking as a citizen, he said, and not on behalf of the university, he begged commissioners at the recent Manhattan City Commission hearing not to transfer the land to DHS. He said it was within their power to kill it.
The approval of NBAF went step by step. And if you gentlemen decide not to approve this step, that would stop it.
Some members of the commission said they shared Conrad's concerns about security at the lab, but believed the project was too far along for Manhattan to make a difference. Here's Commissioner Wynn Butler.
And you've got the federal government that says all the experts claim it will work in spite of my reservations and yours, and the state government seems to believe it, and that's why I say I just don't think it's the city commission's place to derail this at this point. It still may never get built in the long run, but that's going to depend on our Congress. I don't think we're going to settle that problem here.
The state of Kansas has made $105 million in bonds available to begin construction of a power plant on the site, but Congress hasn't been so forthcoming. Last year's funding was slashed from $150 to $50 million, and there is no new federal money in the pipeline right now. Kansas Senators Pat Roberts and Jerry Moran did not return phone calls for this story. Congresswoman Lynn Jenkins, whose district would house the NBAF, emailed an upbeat but nonspecific statement saying the project will be in good shape now that DHS has the land. Jenkins and other NBAF supporters point out there's another reason to believe NBAF will be built in Manhattan. They say studies going on right now at the Biosecurity Research Institute, a so-called Level 3 lab just adjacent to the NBAF site, will transfer to its Level 4 neighbor. The BRI was a major part of the incentive package Kansas offered DHS in trying to win NBAF. As controversy and budgets drag out the progress on the NBAF, the director of the BRI, Stephen Higgs, says it's possible NBAF won't be built.
It might not happen. My prediction is that it will. There's a great deal of support for it, and there's a great need for it.
Higgs also said research will continue at the BRI whether NBAF comes online or not. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Laura Ziegler.